can't be fun. No time to waste. A fleeting glance, the motor flies. Let's take a chance. Magnetic ties, the world around just melts away with you. I'm sound.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal. This is Terminal 5.
Youth in Motion presents the Little Burgundy Festival. Come and join the fun with activities for children, prizes to win a diversity game, and delicious and tasty foods for all to discover. The 37th Little Burgundy Festival takes place on Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park from 12 until 9 p.m. More than 40 artists will take the stage with headliners Jakata, Maytone, Robin, Melo G, all backed by the Uprising Band. Also, the People's Gospel Choir of Montreal, an Algerian singer, Amar Hamel. Sensational dance from Kebili Tafasut, Un Afro Dance, and B-Boy MTL Crew, and much, much more. That's Saturday, September 10th at Vinay Park in Little Burgundy. Noon to 9 p.m. You don't know it's a CKUT Come presentation.
You are tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on CKUT.ca if you're listening on the web.
Join us for this year's edition of Shawnee Market, winner of the Time Out's Best New Event Award for 2021. Shawnee Market is a parade of 200 corgis, flavors from around the world, with over $3,000 in student giveaways from Desjardins, and incredible artists like High Classified, Perio Millennial, and Mansa and Friends. To learn more about the programming, participating restaurants, and contests, head to Instagram at ShawneeMTL. That's ShawneeMTL. Shawnee Market, the taste of downtown, from September 8th to 11th between the Guy Concordia and Atwater Metro stations.
All right, glad to be with you again here on another beautiful Wednesday morning. Oh, they're not all beautiful, but this one is anyway. We ended up there with Aaron Martin from a 2018 release called Touch Dissolves, and we heard a track called Falling from the Feet of Sunlit Bodies. Before that, from a comp on the Mork label, M-O-R-C, we heard Roxanne Metayer with Dans un pays de serpents. And that comp came out in 2021. And starting this set with an oddity, something that I was not familiar with, but came out either in the late 70s or early 80s. I was looking for a date on the Bandcamp page, and it mentioned that the band, which was essentially a trio out of Melbourne, again called Ad Hoc, came about in that time, but even in a fairly lively scene, they were pretty unknown. And I'm not really sure the reasons for that. But the music, and essentially this is their one and only album. There's a couple of tracks that are floating around on comps from that time period as well. But this album, which is entitled Distance, has been reissued on cassette and in a limited edition, and you can check that out on Bandcamp. The band came out of friendships that were formed during art school years, and there's a couple of bands that come to mind that also formed in that same way, the most famous of which, I'm sure you'd have to say, it would be Talking Heads, but also the Scottish band Life Without Buildings as well. And Life Without Buildings essentially had one record as well, although there is another album worth of live material. Anyway, it is a pleasure to be here. It is just about 9:20 in the morning, and let's get back to music. All right, good morning once again. Trying to get more than their allotted time. That would be the Elijah McLaughlin Ensemble. And that short piece that we heard entitled Viraqua, that a brand new release on the Tompkins Square label. And before that, going back a bit to an outfit called Luperci, and that track entitled Shine Like Stars in the World. And that is on the Sonic Meditations label, which, as you may be able to guess from that name, mostly doing ambient and sort of trippy music like that. And they appear to still be around. I see on Bandcamp, rather on Discogs, that they have releases as recently as 2021. So that's a good thing. And we started with Fossil Hunting Collective, who is a gent out of Guelph. And he goes by that name, or he has the last few years. And that album, entitled Cyanotype, is on the great English label White Lab Rex. And if you don't know what a cyanotype is, it's an old photographic process and now considered an alternative process, which produces a blue or ultraviolet print, sort of a mono print in blue. And they're quite beautiful. I'm sure you've seen them. But anyway, that was the set. You are tuned to Terminal 5. It is 9:38 in the morning here. You're tuned to 90.3 in Montreal. You may be listening on the web at ckut.ca. I should mention that these shows are also archived on that same website. And so if you miss any particular program on CKUT, you can go to our website and go to the schedule and catch up on what you may have missed. So we'll do a little bit of business, and then we'll get back to ending up the first hour of music here. And I hope you're enjoying the show. My name is Jeffrey Davison. This is Terminal 5.
And there he was, but where was she? Probably still dancing.
You're listening to Montreal's emerging indie folk gem, Bells Larson. Bells will be playing at the Diving Bells Social Club on September 9th to celebrate the release of his debut album, Good Grief, which explores themes of young love, lost love, and queer love. Join in for a beautiful evening of song and storytelling from Bells and support act Eve Parker Finley. Buy your tickets for September 9th at blueskiesturnblack.com, a CKUT co-presentation.
Thank you.
All right, there. A good dose of psychedelia. And that last piece brought to you by a band from Bristol, that actually going back to 1995. They were called Sadar Bazaar. And the album was called Conference of the Birds. I think that has been reissued once, maybe twice. And for some reason, after recording this record, they just sort of went away and stopped recording for a long, long time, reformed in 2016, and actually put out a recording at that time, which I have not heard, I admit, but nothing since then. So I don't know what the current status is of that band, but that is such a great record, again, called Conference of the Birds. Before that, going even further back to 1972, a band out of Germany, Kalakakra, and that track called September Full Moon from their one and only album. And I don't think there's too much known about them. That album, luckily, has been reissued a bunch of times, although it has only achieved one legitimate reissue. The one that I played was not. It was played off a boot LP, and I was happy to find it when I did, because the original, as you might imagine, is pretty scarce. Anyway, Kalakakra. And there was sort of like a little, I don't know if you heard it, but there was like a half a second maybe of silence. So either there was a glitch in the matrix. I thought maybe the city of Montreal was shutting down, and we were going to all be without CKUT for a little while. But anyway, that did not turn out to be the case, luckily enough. Anyway, also in that set, Ulan Passerine, something from a forthcoming release from the Worstwood label, which is based in California, that is coming out in September. We heard the track called Unfolding. And it is a pretty full outfit. The only two members that I know just off the top of my head are Stephen R. Smith, who's a pretty prolific gent, and another guy in that same category, Glenn Donaldson, who was part of that Jeweled Antler Collective. If you know anything about them, they were sort of part of that, not sort of, part of that freak folk and neo-psychedelia from about, 15 or 20 years ago, I guess some of that started. And that was the set. I'll tell you once again that you're tuned to CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and on the web at ckut.ca. This is Terminal 5. I'm your host, Jeffrey Davison. We're going to do a little bit of business and get back to music. So hope you're enjoying the show. We have just about 1 hour to go. Like I said, it's 10 a.m. here.
Hey, all you hip-hop heads. NDG's favorite urban music festival is back. Prévention Côte des Neiges NDG and Elementality are proud to present the 18th edition of Hip Hop You Don't Stop, ending the summer on a high note with a weekend full of performances, art showcases, dance battles, and community gathering. Featured artists include Mackie Lavender, Miriam Sassy, Remy Picasso, Shades Lawrence,